Hello, welcome to the Slimming World podcast. It is so brilliantly fantastic that you are able to join us. My name is Claire, and I have a trusted long-term partner of crime whose name is...
Anna.
Anna of the Mangan. We've been doing the podcast for 5 years and really used it as an opportunity to explore, you know, the real full breadth of what losing weight entails. All the, you know, the fascinating bits, the crunchy bits. Between us, we've lost over 9 stone. I'm a member of many years. Anna is a consultant of many years. But really today, we are opening our minds and our ears, I suppose, to really exploring a topic which we know interests so many of you. We have got some fantastic guests who are really experts in their field. They really understand Slimming World and also the world of diabetes to help us do this. We will just say, actually, that there is some fantastic information points in our episode description. There is a helpline to link with Diabetes UK. There is a Know Your Risk of Type 2 Diabetes tool link, which is there. And there's also information about Slimming World, a brilliant article on the blog all about losing weight with diabetes. So that's the kind of information-y bits. But Anna, I am really intrigued by this subject. You, as a consultant, you know, you see so many members who come through having just had a diagnosis of diabetes. What does this subject kind of make you think?
I think for a lot of people, when they come into groups and they want to lose weight and they've had a diagnosis, it can be quite a fearful time when they're really seeking reassurance and great information. And I think you can see how people, once they know that we can help support them along with their medical teams, kind of get a sense of relief that we can do something together. So, I think it's all about knowledge, isn't it? Because knowledge is power. And when you have an understanding of what you need to eat and what you may need to modify, you kind of then know that you can get a sense of control back that you may have felt that you've lost.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess there is, we want that message to be that we are here for you. If you are a family member of someone who has had a diagnosis, if you are someone who has had a diagnosis yourself, if you are someone who has been living with diabetes for many years and just want to kind of feel that someone gets you, then we really hope that this is going to be a conversation which gives you that reassurance. So let's throw over to our guests and say hello to them. Friend of the podcast who has been fortunate, or unfortunate perhaps some may say, to have joined us several times, Carolyn Pallister, dietitian at Slimming World. You have a whole bunch of other really cool titles as well. It's always great to have you back on the podcast, Carolyn.
Thanks for having me. It's definitely always been a pleasure.
And we also have Stephanie Cudson, who is a nutritionist with Diabetes UK. Stephanie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Claire. It's great to be on your podcast. I'm so excited for this conversation.
Great. Why don't we talk about some exciting news, which has kind of really given us the kind of impetus to kind of get everybody together to record this podcast. I'm going to throw over to Carolyn because I think this is your news that you need to shout about. Do you want to share some exciting kind of breaking announcement which has happened just within the last few weeks with Slimming World?
Absolutely, yeah. So I am very delighted to share that we have formed a new 3-year partnership with Diabetes UK. It's great to be able to talk about it today, really. Ultimately, we're coming together as two organisations to look to share our expertise on weight loss, long-term healthy eating and diabetes. And certainly through the partnership, we want to aim to support more people living with diabetes and those at risk of developing type 2 diabetes, ultimately to manage their weight in a way that works for them. And, you know, for us at Slimming World, it's super exciting. I mean, for many years, and Anna, Claire, you'll know this, that we've kind of, Slimming World supports many members in our groups through our online program as well to lose weight and manage their diabetes and ultimately lead sort of healthy lives. And As an organisation, we've always directed our members who live with diabetes to Diabetes UK for that support outside of weight management, because we know that's always been the best place to go. And that's why we're so excited to be working more closely with them. And we're going to be collaborating on all sorts of different things over the next few years, from our resources for members. We're going to be producing co-branded recipes, ultimately increasing our knowledge by sharing our expertise as well. So very exciting time, definitely.
Fantastic. And Stephanie, you know, we have talked about the subject of diabetes on our podcast before, but there is often so much kind of, I don't know, it's not always talked about, like the stigma or the perceptions that kind of come with diabetes. So I'm just kind of wondering whether you feel that this partnership is a really an opportunity for more people to kind of understand and be aware of what diabetes is.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, to have that knowledge a little bit more about what is diabetes and to sort of break some of the like myths and misconceptions around it, because anyone can get diabetes at any point in your life. It's not just, you know, when you're younger or at a certain age, and you can be generally sort of fit and well and healthy. And for many people, that diagnosis comes at a big shock. It can be really confusing, really overwhelming. You know, what to do, what diet to follow, where to go. So this partnership working together, Slimming World, you'll have the support from us at Diabetes UK with that information and, you know, the other support as well that we can offer, for example, with our helpline that I think we'll talk more about at the end.
Yeah. I mean, Anna, as a consultant, I'm sure for you it must be reassuring to your members, but also to you, you know, being informed of, you know, what how to support your members the best way possible.
Yeah, it's really important that, you know, we're the experts in the field of weight management and behaviour change, and I think to know that we've forged a partnership so that we can make sure we're really giving specific targeted information at the right time to our members is really reassuring as someone who's giving that information out. But also, I know that the members are really going to respond to it so well, because like I said before, you meet many people who there is so much information around. And if you don't know where to get the right information or how that relates to you, it can be really overpowering, can't it? So I always think of my role as a consultant to really help people navigate the changes that they've got to make. Like I said, along with their medical support teams, we can help them in group and as online members to understand how food optimizing can help that in that kind of bigger picture. So it's really important to me as a consultant, and I know my colleagues, to be at the cutting edge of information and understand what we need to bring into group and online so that we can support people in the right way.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, if you are a Slimming World member, then do make sure you lean into the digital aspect of your membership. The articles, you know, the blogs. If you are an online member, then they'll obviously look out for the online events that are going to come up. And this is all, you know, included as part of your membership. Let's just go back to basics then, because I think sometimes it is good to go and look at things, you know, just where do we begin? Because one thing that me and Anna have realised researching this, having, you know, conversations before recording this, is how many things have changed in terms of language, little nuances, the science, the research, the terms that people may not even be aware of. Stephanie, why don't we just go to a explanation really of what the different types of diabetes are? Because it may be an umbrella term, but there are different kind of pillars or levels or diagnosis within that term, aren't there?
Yep, absolutely. So diabetes, it's a condition where your blood glucose levels, also known as blood sugar levels, are too high. So that's it in one sentence. So that's kind of the main thing that all these different types of diabetes have all got in common, is that your blood sugar levels are too high. So that's really based on a blood test. You go to your GP and it measures your blood sugar levels, and kind of based on that number on your blood test, if it's above a certain value, you have diabetes. If it's below that value but in a certain range, you are at risk of developing type 2, and that's often called pre-diabetes. And then if you have a normal blood test result, that shows that you don't have diabetes at that time. So that's kind of diabetes and how it's diagnosed. And well, the main types, there's two main types, type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes. Type 1, that's an autoimmune condition. So that's where your body attacks itself. It attacks those beta cells in the pancreas, and that's where insulin is produced. So insulin is this hormone that helps us to get the glucose from our blood into our cells so that it can be used as fuel and energy. And in type 1 diabetes, it's not that autoimmune condition. Your body attacks those cells and you just can't produce any insulin at all. That accounts for about 8% of cases of diabetes would be people with type 1 diabetes. You then have type 2 diabetes. Well, this is where your body is making some insulin. So that pancreas is making some insulin, but it might just be that it can't make enough of it, or that insulin just isn't working properly. And type 2 diabetes accounts for about 90% of cases. There are other types as well that you might have heard of. For example, gestational diabetes, that's the type of diabetes that some women develop during pregnancy. But those are sort of the main types. And as I said, the main sort of thing they've got in common is just your blood sugar levels are too high.
Wow. What about this term that we hear about? People used to say they would can reverse type 2 diabetes or put in remission. These are kind of terms that, you know, you can hear about in the media, but there's not really a lot of explanation about what that means. And we recognise that not everybody can as well.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So some people with type 2 diabetes, they're able to put their diabetes into remission. And that just means that their blood sugar levels are healthy without taking any diabetes medication. Some people call this reversing type 2 diabetes. But at Diabetes UK, we use the term remission, and that's because your blood sugar levels, they can rise again. So it's not a one-off event, but it's a process and it needs to be sort of maintained, and people should still have their HbA1c, so their long-term blood sugar check. And they should still have that done, and they should still go for their annual reviews to have their risks monitored. So it can be done, and sort of what we know from our strongest evidence, it's diabetes is mainly put into remission by weight loss and by bariatric surgery. So people who are living with overweight or obesity, they're more likely to put their diabetes into remission if they lose quite a lot of weight and quite quickly following diagnosis. But we also know that people have put their diabetes into remission like 25 years, you know, after being diagnosed. But yeah, as you said, Claire, there's no kind of guarantee that your diabetes will go into remission. The only way to know is if you give it a try. But I will say that if you do lose that weight and you're trying as hard as you can, you're going to have all these other health benefits as well. So your risk of, you know, some of the complications of diabetes, that will be less. And you'll be feeling better, you know, emotionally, physically. So you do have all these other benefits that come with losing weight as well.
Yeah, both me and Anna were listening. Diabetes UK has previously had a podcast series, which is still available, actually. And we listened to some fantastic episodes, the one particularly around stigma that people with type 1 and type 2 diabetes can feel that they face around that subject of the reversal remission subject. If you're looking to, you know, kind of really understand, we'd highly recommend listening to that particular episode. Carolyn, let's come to you then. So let's kind of have that scenario, as Stephanie just alluded to there, that somebody is looking to help themselves with their diabetes diagnosis. What kind of support does Slimming World offer in terms of the diabetes diagnosis, but also, I guess, where do they start with losing weight? It probably feels quite overwhelming, I imagine, initially.
Absolutely, yeah. And as Stephanie said, you know, for many people with diabetes, that weight management can play a key role in helping manage blood glucose levels as well. And from some of us' point of view, we know we've helped thousands of members with, you know, type 1, type 2 and pre-diabetes to eat well, to lose weight and to become more active as well. And as a result of that, many of our members have been able to kind of take better control of their blood glucose management and have that medication reduced as well, which is fantastic for us to hear when we hear those success stories from our members. I mean, from Samuel's point of view, our eating plan, food optimizing, the healthy eating plan we have, it's extremely generous and flexible. And what's important is it can be tailored to individual needs. And that's what means it works for people with diabetes, really, because generally speaking, the advice for people with diabetes is to follow an overall healthy balanced diet. And the types of things I mean by that is, limiting fat intake, especially someone's saturated fat intake, limiting things like sugar and salt intake, enjoying a variety of fruits and vegetables, enjoying plenty of whole grains, sort of fiber-rich foods, that type of thing. And that advice fits perfectly with food optimizing. But what we do know is that depending on the type of diabetes someone has, and their specific needs and their kind of care plan and the advice they've got from their healthcare team, the advice can vary depending on all of those things. So it's really important that our plan is flexible so that whatever advice someone's been given by their healthcare team, it can be fitted into to food optimizing. They can adapt it to work for them. And that's really, really important. And that's why we don't have a specific diabetes plan as such, but actually our advice can be adapted to fit someone's individual needs. The other thing I would say as well is when, if ever a member joins us and has diabetes, we'd always encourage them to let their healthcare team know that they've joined Slimming World and they're intending to lose weight, because it's really important that they continue to have regular checkups with their healthcare team, and that they're getting that support ultimately to make sure it's kind of personalised for them as well.
And Slimming World has done some research with members too. Is that something that you may want to touch upon?
Yes, absolutely. Over the years, we've done quite a bit of research actually to look at the support we offer for members with diabetes and to make sure that it is effective and it works and it's safe and all of those things. And that's in part kind of what I was saying. And part of our research has shown that when we've asked members what dietary advice they've had from their diabetes healthcare team, we could identify quite easily that the advice varied, and it rightly so, depending on the type of diabetes that they'd got and what outcomes they were aiming for with their healthcare team. But reassuringly, I think in the latest piece of research, about 76% of our members with diabetes told us that they found it easy to fit the dietary advice they'd had from their healthcare team into food optimizing, which is really reassuring to know that the plan is lovely and flexible and can kind of work around people's individual needs. And yes, the latest research that we've published actually showed that for members with type 2 diabetes, for those of them that had been able to lose 10% of their body weight, they saw huge improvements. I think we had 81% of members telling us they saw improvements in their blood sugar management. 61% were able to reduce or even stop taking their medication altogether. 80% of them were telling us that they'd seen an improvement in quality of life, showing that those benefits went far greater than just the weight loss. And around half actually reported that they had been able to put the condition into remission. So we've seen really successful results. We see it day to day in our groups, and Anna as a consultant, I know you see it in your members, but we've also seen it in our research as well. And then also with our members with type 1 diabetes, we also hear from them that they report kind of positive benefits to them being able to lose weight. And sometimes for them being able to reduce the amount of medication and insulin that they're needing to take. So yeah, some really great results that we see in our research, which is super reassuring, and another reason why it's so exciting that this is an area we're putting a real focus on at the moment.
I mean, wow, Anna, that is such a powerful message to hear, isn't it? People are kind of coming with that worry. I was sat next to someone in group the other week who had just had a diagnosis. They were holding the diabetes leaflet in their hand, kind of wondering, what on earth am I let myself in for? But, it's like really powerful to have that message of there's something you can do here.
Yeah, and you see that when I've got many different groups, and you see a new member that's maybe just been recently diagnosed or been struggling with their weight, and they come in and they see other members who have been in similar situations. That's a really reassuring thing to know that actually you're taking some form of control, and the ultimate benefits are going to have, it's going to be so impactful, isn't it? Whether it's the fact that you're lowering your risk of complications, or you're just going to feel better, more energized. I think the outcome is a really positive one to watch members see, and to be not so scared of food. My dad had type 2 diabetes, and I remember the fear he used to have around it, and actually saying, look, we've got a plan that we can help you to get really personalized with and feel confident about what you're eating and not worry so much, because food can become a very fearful place. And I think that that's the thing that, you know, you see in members a lot, and you kind of want to help them eradicate. So yeah, it's all very positive.
Stephanie, let's come back to you and let's maybe focus a little bit more on type 2 diabetes then. So what are some of the things that maybe we can highlight to watch out for, or just so that we can kind of understand our risk or ways that we can reduce our risk?
Yeah. So risk factors for developing type 2 diabetes, there are multiple and they're quite complex, and it's, you know, partly genetic, partly the environment. Some things you can't change, but some things you can change with the right support from others and from having the right knowledge, like we've talked about, the right information. At Diabetes UK, we have developed a Know Your Risk online tool. And what that is, it's very quick, kind of 3-minute tool that you do online. It's got 7 simple questions, and they're related to risk factors, so such as your weight, your waist circumference, your age, ethnicity. So these risk factors that we know that increase your risk of developing type 2 diabetes. So what this tool enables you to do, it will just identify your risk over the next 10 years, and it breaks it down into a low risk, increased risk, moderate, and high. If your risk comes out as moderate or high for developing type 2 diabetes, you can print a letter and take it to the GP and ask for a blood test to be tested for diabetes. But some other things maybe to look out for would be just symptoms. So these symptoms, or the most common symptoms of diabetes, we call these the 4 T's. So hopefully easy to remember, but 4 T's. So you've got toilet, so it's going to the toilet a lot, especially at night. You've got thirsty, so being really thirsty. Tired, so feeling more tired than usual. And thinner, so losing weight without trying to. So these are sort of the most common symptoms of diabetes, of type 1 and type 2. But it's important really to sort of probably note that not everyone gets symptoms, or they don't recognize the symptoms that they're getting. And because type 2 diabetes develops more slowly, especially in kind of the earlier stages, it can be hard to kind of spot the symptoms. And quite often you just put down things like, oh, I'm just really tired. You know, you might just put that down to family life or starting a new job, or, you know, or you might think, oh, I'm losing a bit of weight. Well, maybe you don't mind so much. Or I've been trying to lose a bit of weight. You know, I'm not too bothered about my weight dropping off. So or quite often you'll put these things down to other, or even another health condition, especially if you don't have diabetes in the family. It may not be something that you think about straight away. So just having these conversations now are fantastic to just to get people thinking that anyone can get diabetes, and that it's definitely worth, if you're not feeling quite right, to go and speak to your GP and ask for a blood test. Quite often your blood sugar levels will be checked as part of those routine checks, and you'll know from there. And then we're here at Diabetes UK to support you following that, you know, with our helpline. It might just be that you want to speak to us around the emotional part of diabetes, or the physical part, or the practical difficulties, or what to expect or where to go. So, yeah, we're here to support you at Diabetes UK.
Yeah, and actually in the episode description, there is a link to do that. Know Your Risk of Type 2 Diabetes tool. Both me and Anna have done it, and I was really amazed at how you know, there is power to kind of change your risk. I mean, even things like your waist measurement, you know, your BMI, these are things that we obviously talk about running the Slimming World podcast, Anna. But I was really amazed at the simplicity of it, but it was eye-opening. And I actually encouraged all of my friends and my family to do this tool as a form of prevention or just awareness. I don't know what you thought when you did it.
Well, it's very interesting because I put my current data in, but I also put my previous data in because I have a risk of diabetes in my family. My dad had diabetes, and the weight loss and the circumference of my waist and my BMI coming down reduced my risk. So I was at high risk before my weight loss, and now I'm at medium risk. And I'm suspecting there's lots of that is because of, you know, I've got the parental, a lot of kind of risk factors like that. So it's a really reassuring thing to do, because I think what you could do is go, I know my risk, but I also know there are things that I could maybe change, like losing some weight. Could that, you know, have an effect on it that's positive? So yeah, it's a quick thing to do.
Yeah, Very much. And I think, Stephanie, you mentioned there about the emotional side. Yes, we're here talking about practical and, you know, raising awareness, but having that emotional support as well, whether you feel guilt or shame or some of these, you know, gnarly emotions that we don't often like to admit to or talk about, that is something, not just the science and the medical aspect, that Diabetes UK can support. And we know as well from hearing from people who are part of the community of Slimming World as members, that getting that kind of emotional belonging of a support, of being, you know, connected with other people going through similar things, that you, the really, the message here is you don't have to go through this on your own. Get help if you need it. Carolyn, shall we talk about, you know, members' stories? We have obviously been following so many different members who have had type 2 diabetes and they have successfully lost weight with Slimming World. In fact, we should probably play a clip, actually. Why don't we do it this way round? A couple of years ago, if you're a long-term listener of the Slimming World podcast, we've been around a bit, Anna, haven't we? Let's be honest. We were here before lockdown. Anyway, we had a brilliant chap called John Dick, who came on. He's in Scotland. He is a member turned consultant. And John talked to us about his diagnosis of type 2 diabetes. And you'll hear how we describe some of the symptoms he had, but also the process and the journey he went through as he lost weight.
It definitely has been a journey. When I got diagnosed with my diabetes, it was first thing from my mind, actually. I didn't think that there was anything wrong, but it's the symptoms. And I just went for a checkup one day. I was feeling tired and was going to the toilet a lot. Didn't think much about it and went to the doctors. And then, hey, presto. Yeah, you've got type 2 diabetes. It knocked me for six, to be quite truthful. I wasn't expecting it. At that point, decided, no, I've got to do something about it. And that's when I really started my journey. I was just putting down, I mean, I was 25 stone at the time, and I just put it down to maybe just being a bit overweight, and I was just tired. But yeah, I probably do think the symptoms were there, I just didn't realise that I had them, to be quite truthful. That was, November 2017, I got diagnosed, and I was coming up to becoming 50, and I thought, nah, I've got to do something now. So I really, really just wanted to do something about it. And to be fair, the nurse, when I went to my checkup and got diagnosed, said, you can do something about it. You just need to try and lose weight, etc. So I did, and I did try myself to lose a bit of weight. And over the next year, I probably did. I lost probably about another stone and a half myself before even going to Slimming World. But it was slow and it was hard going. So it was a case of into Slimming World. January 2019, managed to walk through the door in my local Slimming World. And to be truthful, 14 months later, I'd lost 8 stone, 4.5 pounds. And believe it or not, on the same week, I had my checkup for my diabetes. And at that point, they had told me I'd reversed my diabetes and to come off my tablets. The nurse that gave me the news and that, she was absolutely astounded. I mean, when I walked through the door, obviously, from 25 stone being down to the 15 stone that I was, and walking through the door, she says, right, no, I can see you've made a big, big difference. But she was that astonished and loved it so much. She wished I could actually speak to her other patients and actually share my story with them and just prove it to them that you can do something about it.
An incredible story of John there. And you know, and he does still run his groups, you know, if you are in Scotland, he's still running his groups on Saturday mornings in Banknock and Denny Lonehead. And I caught up with him only last week before we were recording this to say, you know, how are things? It's been a couple of years since we spoke. And he says that his diabetes is still in remission. He had another checkup recently, which is fantastic news. I mean, that's what you kind of really wish for, as many members to have that light bulb moment, isn't it, Carolyn?
Absolutely. I mean, John's story is just so inspirational, isn't it? And really interesting to hear in his story for him to talk about his diagnosis of type 2 diabetes almost being the trigger for him to feel he wanted to do something, and obviously what led him to walking through our doors ultimately, which and he's seen and felt so much success, hasn't he? I mean, ultimately, for him to be able to lose that amount of weight in that amount of time and then go on to put his condition into remission, I can see why his nurse was so delighted and almost wanted to hold him up as an example and, you know, share him with lots of other patients. And if John's story can just inspire other people to think about their weight and what they might want to do, and to give us a bit of hope to see that, you know, his success can really inspire the rest of us, can't it? Because, yeah, he's achieved so much.
Yeah, and Stephanie, you know, that's obviously one example there, but a really empowering story to hear from John.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it was you know, well done to him because it's hard work. And I think for him, his catalyst moment was when he got that diagnosis. And I think we also need to remember that for many people, they may know sooner than that. So they may know when they become at risk of diabetes, which they may get a diagnosis of pre-diabetes. And that just talks about you're at risk of developing diabetes. And ideally, you know, that's also a great opportunity, a great time to be thinking, okay, I need to make some changes now to my diet, to my lifestyle, so that I don't go on to develop diabetes. So, yes.
You know, I come to diabetes and anything when we talk about it with a heavy heart because, you know, I watched my dad struggle for so many years. I lost my dad nearly 8 years ago. And I think what's a really exciting thing to know is that you can take care of yourself and you don't have to make this something that, you know, controls your life in such a way like it did with my dad because he didn't manage it. And I think as someone looking after people trying to lose weight and become healthier, I'm just excited to support as many people as I possibly can so that this can work out in a positive way, whether that is just physically feeling better or that is being able to be more active or reducing your risk. Like, we know that if you can drop your BMI, that is a risk factor that you can take away. So I think it's just it's getting your head around where you are in this situation, where people are in your life in this situation, knowing that there are opportunities that you can kind of take, you can grab these opportunities and take them for a positive outcome, I guess. And I think that's a really lovely thing to know because I'm all about control. And, you know, I have health conditions that I have no control over. And I think it's a really exciting opportunity to know that eating differently, moving differently can have such a positive outcome in many different ways with diabetes.
Well, why don't we close this episode with some practical support? Because I'm sure that people's minds are kind of ding, ding, ding. And, you know, they're reaching for their phone, maybe looking to start going down a Google rabbit hole. Let's kind of come to some official sources of what can really be helpful. Stephanie, do you want to just maybe point out a couple of places that people can go just to kind of explore this subject with Diabetes UK, some particular tools?
So I would say head to our website. We've got a lot of information on our website and it's broken down into sort of sections. So, for example, I would maybe start off with what is diabetes and start reading from there. And then if you would like to sort of find out your risk of developing type 2 diabetes, we will have our Know Your Risk tool that you can find that on our website as well. And the helpline, that's for people with diabetes, their family, friends, or if you're worried that you might be at risk or just had a diagnosis. So that's just a place really to talk to someone and get that information and advice on all aspects of living with diabetes. You don't need to have a question. You can just call just to speak to someone who knows about diabetes. So we're here to help.
Perfect. And Carolyn as well, I know information will obviously be updated as the form of this like 3-year partnership kind of evolves really, but initially there's a blog which you've put on the Slimming World blog in the last like few weeks, I think, that might be worthwhile people checking out. What does that include?
Yeah, absolutely. We've added into the blog a bit of an overview of the partnership and also a success story there of one of our members that we've heard from John today. This is another member, Jen, who tells her story. And then I'd also say, if you're listening to this and and thinking you want support with your weight management, I guess to let you know that Slimming World is there for you. Certainly all of our consultants in group have got information specifically about diabetes that they'll be able to share with you if you join, and you'll probably find that there's other members in group as well that may well also have a diagnosis of diabetes. So for that peer support as well, it's really, really powerful. And the same goes for our online members as well. We have a lot of information and support online for them too.
Yep. If you're interested in joining Slimming World, then you can head to slimmingworld.co.uk and there you can search for your nearest group, pop in your postcode, or you can discover more about the digital online service as well. Yeah, well, me and Anna are here every other Monday on our public feeds, which are available Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the usual places you listen to podcasts. And for members, we put out a podcast every single week. Next week, we're staying on a health theme, actually. We will be looking inside the gut. Honestly, we will, but it may be more sexy than we're saying. Apparently, inside our gut, there's a thriving community that helps us look after our health and well-being. But we are curious, what does our gut bacteria actually do? We have a registered nutritionist at Slimming World, Alex Clark, who's going to be joining us to tell more. That will be available via the members app or Lifeline online. So do check that out. Anna, it's our favourite end to the podcast. We should say, by the way, thank you, Stephanie, and thank you, Carolyn. Thank you for your wise words. Anna, it's our favourite feature. We started a new feature a few weeks ago. You can find out and even maybe leave us a voicemail if you're interested. We are at Slimming World Podcast on Instagram. Or you can email us, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. And we are running a new feature, which is quite simply, what's for tea tonight? Or in Anna's world, it is...
What's for dinner, darling?
What's for dinner, darling? Oh, I see. You've updated it now.
Yeah, I have, darling. Look, me now.
This is a little bit of fun that we like to end our podcast with, just to really show the full breadth of what you can enjoy as part of Food Optimising Plan. So we will, bring in the ukuleles to close off this episode, and we'll leave you in the hands of our trusted members and listeners to find out what they're going to be putting on their plate tonight. Thank you so much for listening, and we will be back very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Welcome to the Slimming World podcast inbox. I wonder what you're having for tea tonight? Let's find out. First message.
Hi, this is Claire. I'm a member in the Goulston group, but I'm also a consultant in Thorpe End and Martham in Norfolk. Tonight we've got winner winner chicken dinner. I'm really excited to be making chicken supreme from the Slimming World website. We've done it before. It's a real favourite round here. Super easy to make. Grown-ups are going to have it with roasted veg, and I'm going to do some rice and sweet corn for the kids. It's all prepped and ready to go, and I am literally just waiting for tea time. Cheers, bye.
Hi, Anna and Claire. My name's Anna, and I'm an online member from London. Claire, I'm surprised you didn't know what soffritto and pappardelle were when you've been to Italy so many times. Tonight I'm having homemade minestrone, followed by macedonia di frutta, which is basically a fruit salad. Love you guys. Ciao.
Hi, I'm Cathy from Harrogate, North Yorkshire, and I attend Kate's 7:30 a.m. Tuesday morning Slimming World group for dinner tonight. I am having the multi-bead chili from the Vegetarian Deluxe cookbook. It's a huge family favourite. I mix up the recipe a bit, add different beans and pulses, but I always add a jar of passata, and it just gives extra speed, just makes it really lovely. Thank you, bye.